a bush not being, just, you know, it's just don't make a vine.
Now, you take the tops of turnips and make up a mess of...
Well...
Mess of what? You call that?
Mess of greens.
Okay.
Yeah, mess of greens, yeah.
Did you ever have any other greens you might make besides turnips?
We have the collard greens.
Mm-hmm.
And the cabbage greens and mustard greens, you see, we have those three types. The cabbage green and mustard green and collard green.
Okay. The green stuff that you put in salads.
Well, you used to put lettuce. More like to have lettuce to make up a salad, like we
say. You say you got two.
Yeah, two, I mean,
two what lettuce, two?
Let me see.
If you want to get some two, lettuce.
Two small lettuce or something like that.
Two bunches or two?
Yeah, two bunches. I'd say two bunches or something like that.
Okay. If you want to get two bunches of lettuce, you'd say to the man, give me two what? They look like a...
Yeah, they're two heads. You take a lettuce, they heads up too.
Okay, say, give me two.
Two small heads. Lettuce, okay. Yeah. Two small heads of lettuce, they heads up too.
Now, if you have two boys and three girls, you have?
Five. Children.
Okay. You ever speak of them as heads?
Five heads of kids. Yeah. Used to call them kids all the time.
Five heads?
Yeah, five. I got five heads of kids.
Now, if a person had maybe seven boys and seven girls, you say
it'd be over a dozen, wouldn't it?
He had a blank of kids. He had a...
Yeah,
just speaking about the amount of kids he had.
Yeah. He had a bunch of... He had a host of kids, I'd call it. He had a big host of kids. That's what that means.
Would you ever say a passel? Did you ever hear that word used?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I always say he's got a big host of them.
You never heard the word passel used?
No, of course I know that's a popular name for it, but some of those old names, we had some type of people a little bit more like could name things a little more, and then some was common, right, that, you know, just had a common way of speaking of, but all mean the same thing.
The outside of an ear of corn, you call that the part you've got to take off the ear.
The shuck, call that the shuck, you got to take the shuck off of it. That's right.
Okay. Now the tops of the corn stalk, that was
the... That's the tassel.
Tassel.
Yeah, that thing, tassel all out on top of the corn there.
And the stuff that came out of the ears?
It's silk. That silk come out of the ear. Yeah, that silk come out, called silk. It comes out of the ear and it goes that so long and it has to chew up. Well, it's ready to make you cut it green and you let it hang there until it dries. Either way you like to use it, you see.
The kind of corn you can eat right in the cob, right off the cob, is what?
Yeah, well, it's green. It's green corn.
Green corn?
Yeah, it's green.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you call anything else? What about, did you ever hear it called roast?
Yeah, roast and ears.
Yeah, mutton corn. You ever hear mutton?
Yeah, I've heard roast and ears. Do you have mutton corn or something like that? But I know it had old time roast and ears. And that's when it's green.
Okay.
You can pull it and you can either, you know, cut it off the cob and cook it that way, or you can put it in a pot and boil it on the cob. And then it's called one of those things.
What's that big type vegetable that you make a jack-o'-lantern out of at Thanksgiving? At Halloween.